Good morning.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community. So, does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
All right, thank you. So, are you 18 years or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote.
Definitely.
All right. Thank you. So would you mind sharing your age?
Sixty.
All right. Thank you. So just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My what?
Your race?
White.
White? All right, thank you. So regardless of how you have previously voted before, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, all right. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Could be better, but we're doing all right.
All right. So would it be just simply satisfied then?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a short list of issues and concerns that some people say they want their members of Congress to be focused on. And for each, if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on it. You can use a 0 if you don't think it's important at all, a 5 for somewhat important, or a 10, which is the most important. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is protecting democracy and voting rights.
10.
Lowering rent.
5 there, so I would give it a 5.
Funding for mental health services.
That would be a 7.
Raising taxes on wealthy and big corporations.
That would be a 12.
All right, thank you. Cracking down on illegal drugs.
2.
Improving K-12 education.
Say it again?
Improving K-12 education.
I don't know what's wrong with it, so give it a 5.
Protecting abortion rights.
10.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Fighting inflation, that'll be an 8, lowering cost of drugs, maybe a 7.
All right. So would you give it like an 8 total then?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Thank you. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards certain people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 basically means you like them, a 50 is neutral, and a 0 means you don't like them. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first person is Lori Chavez, the Reamer.
Never heard of him.
Ron Wyden.
Ron Wyden, heard of him, yes.
So what rating would you give him on a scale of 0 to 100? In which 100 means you like him, and 50 means you don't like them. And
you know, I really know very little about him as an individual, so I don't know, give it a 50.
50, all right. What about MAGA Republicans?
I don't know any.
All right, but kind of like as a whole, like in general, them as a group, what would you rate them? Like, what's
your
opinion about them? 0. All right. What about Republicans in Congress?
-10.
All right, thank you. Democrats in Congress?
50.
I'm sorry, was that 50 or 60?
50.
All right, thank you. Janelle Bynum?
Say it again?
Janelle Bynum.
Janelle Bynum. I don't think I've ever heard of her.
All right, no worries. J.D. Vance.
Oh, yeah, that's a big fat 0.
Donald Trump.
-10.
Kamala Harris.
30.
Joe Biden.
60.
All right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but if elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote for?
Well, it's not who I would vote for, it's who I'm not going to vote for. and that Trump, any MAGA ticket, if there's a free form, I would vote for anybody that is not them, preferably not Biden and Kamala Harris either.
All right. So would you say you're going to vote for, like, Cornel West, independent, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent, or a Green Party candidate, Jill Stein?
No, I would vote for Pete Buttigieg and Gretchen Whitmer.
All right. Thank you.
That would be my dream ticket.
All right. So based on, like, the options that I did give you, who do you think you would maybe lean towards voting for? Like, lean towards voting for Joe Biden, or lean towards voting for Cornel West, or lean towards voting for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Jill Stein? Or would you say you're strictly going to vote for the people you mentioned?
I'm going to vote for whoever winds up on a ticket, but none of these people appeal to me. Definitely not Kennedy, not Biden, not Harris. So, you know, that's my preference, not to vote for any of those people.
All right,
I have purposely little control over who winds up on the ticket, do I? So it's going to be what it's going to be.
All right, thank you. So I know it's like a long way off, but if elections for Congress were held today, for who would you vote for? Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Oh, Democrat Janelle Bynum.
Janelle Bynum, all right, thank you. Even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez Dreamer now, what would you say are the chances you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Would you say there's a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
It's a fair chance. I need to know more about her.
All right. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Well, I do approve of it.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Strongly. All right. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way that Lori Chavez Dreamer is handling her job as member of Congress?
Okay. Can you repeat that question?
For sure. Do you approve or disapprove of the way that Lori Chavez Dreamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I know nothing about what she's done, so I'd say I can't say either approve or disapprove.
Mm-hmm. All right, no worries. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you...
One moment, please. Just one moment, please. Yeah, so
for sure.
The face of it, the face of those legs, and then the channels and plastic. Okay. Sorry, I got some work here. So, what was the question?
Okay, no worries. So I just want to thank you for your time this far. So now I'm going to read you two statements about two of the candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez Dreamer and Janelle Bynum. So as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Dreamer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to health care. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Second statement is, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community, a working mother and a local business owner. She is living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. So based on those statements, for who would you vote for? For Janelle Bynum or Lori Chavez?
The second one.
Second one?
Second one, Lori Chavez, yeah.
Oh, the second one was Janelle Bynum.
Oh, then yeah, work for that.
All right, thank you. So what specifically has stuck out to you most about Janelle Bynum?
As I said, I know very little about her. I'm just agreeing or disagreeing with the statements you're making, which, quite frankly, is just political bullshit and doesn't stand for anything. But if you ask me what sounds better, then that's what I would say. So I have no opinion on her.
All right, thank you. Nothing stuck out about her. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a few statements that people have made about Janelle Bynum. And if you could please tell me if this statement is like a convincing reason to want to support her on a scale of 0 to 10. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. A 0 means that this is not at all convincing. A 5 means that this is a somewhat convincing reason to support her. And a 10 means that this is a very convincing reason to support her. So the first statement is, General Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of. And as a daughter of teachers and mother of four, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She's fought for Student Access Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for her children's education and opportunities.
Sounds agreeable.
So how convincing would you say this then, on a scale of 0 to 10?
Like an 8.
Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda, and Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives for Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in this election are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration.
8.
Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford it right now. Can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring costs down and make the rich pay their fair share. She will prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable child care to help keep more money in working people's pockets so that we can get ahead.
That sounds like a 10.
For too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on the solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you're representing. As a mom and a small business owner and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that sometimes things can't be done to fix where we are today, and she won't stop working to deliver the changes our community needs.
Sure. 8.
8. All right.
You know, all of these statements, I really don't care for any of them. So can we just give them all an 8 and skip ahead of this section?
All right. Well, those are all the statements for that kind of category. So based on those statements, who would you vote for? Lori Chavez, the Reamer, the Republican, or Janelle Bynum, the Democrat?
The Democrat.
All right. So now I'm going to read you just two statements about Lori Chavez, the Reamer. And if you could tell me how much of a kind of trouble this causes you, if this statement causes you a great deal of trouble, quite a bit, just some, or not at all. So the first one is, Lori Chavez, the Reamer, sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win it in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than to help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs.
Well, that sounds about right.
So does this trouble you like a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
No, somewhat.
So just some, then?
Say it again.
Just some?
Just some, yeah.
All right, and last one. Lori Chavez Reamer is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayers foot the bill from limos to luxury trips to golf. She has spent her time in her multimillion-dollar home in Arizona and at parties in D.C. while people from Oregon deal with rising costs. Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure people from Oregon can make it to their next paycheck.
That's a problem.
Would you say quite a bit then, or this troubles you a great
quite
deal?
Quite a bit, yes.
Quite a bit. Quite all right, bit. Thank you. So based on those statements I just read you, for who would you vote for? Janelle Bynum or Lori Chavez Reamer?
The Democrat.
All right, thank you. So what is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I have two graduate degrees.
Two graduate degrees. All right, thank you. What is your marital status?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
In the 2020 election for president, who did you vote for?
Biden.
Biden? All right. Well, this concludes our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.